Looking at the report, though, it looks like elected officials from the top down, they all had problems with this state credit card.
Yeah, and I think in part the real issue is the state's travel policy is very bureaucratic, and I think really becomes at the heart of the issue that you could have a much more clear, concise travel policy. For example, you're dealing in essence with per diem, a maximum amount of what you can spend today on food and miscellaneous charges, yet they want you to use the credit card, yet they want backup documentation for the specifics of, say, a given meal or whatever. And sometimes, you know, in traveling, those just become very impractical, and you're really spending tons of administrative time, literally tracking down pennies, and it becomes very cumbersome. And I think that the travel policy gets changed quite frequently, so therefore it becomes a moving target, and it's sometimes hard to understand exactly what the travel policy is.
What changes would you like to see?
I think first and foremost is to, you know, develop a travel policy, you know, that is clear and that really creates the least amount of bureaucracy, and that it can. And in other words, if, you know, we have, here's what we should pay for a hotel in a given region based on the federal government standards. And if you vary from that, there should be a procedure. And there's many times that you need to vary from that. Secondly, that, you know, we have a cap on how much money you can spend for meals and miscellaneous during a given day when you're doing traveling. You know, whether if you've allocated those dollars, whether somebody spends the $60 or $50, the administrative cost looking at all that far outweighs whatever dollar figure there are. And there's cleaner ways to do that. That just what a lot of people forget in government is when you're having a lot of internal oversight, you know, you're driving up your administrative costs, and they're producing, relatively speaking, very little value to the taxpayers or delivering services. You know, it's that classic bureaucratic shuffling of paper. And you know, you can have a travel policy that's complete, protects the taxpayers, yet is still fairly, you know, fairly open, you know, allowing discretion, you know, at agency levels. And I'll give you a classic one is that you cannot have overnight lodging or luncheon meals for a state employee within the boundaries of the state of Delaware. Well, many agencies will get together for retreats, and you know, retreats allow you to put, you know, your management teams together. You get away from the office. You discuss issues. You discuss problems. You could do team building. You could do whatever you want. But state law does not allow that. So what you'll find happening is they'll do that, but they'll do it in Ocean City, Maryland, or they'll do it, you know, over the line in Maryland or whatnot. And that just doesn't make any sense. You know, you should allow the discretion, you know, at a cabinet level to make those type of decisions. I mean, if they're doing something wrong, they're going to get blasted in the media with it. So, you know, I think that becomes, you know, good control. But it's just, you know, those type of issues that sometimes the policy is so strict that you're always having to ask for waivers. And when you go through a waiver process, that waiver has to come from the budget director herself. And that's, quite frankly, a waste of the budget director's time dealing with those type of, you know, issues that certainly should be made at a different, much lower level.
So less bureaucracy, less confusion,
Yeah, and
and a
I
little
mean,
more discretion on the part of agency heads.
yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, traveling in government is ripe for the media to look at. And if, you know, any state agency does, you know, travel that really becomes questionable, they're going to get blown out of the water for it. And that's, to some degree, that's the best control.